Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent charged in a Minnesota immigration crackdown shooting will be released from custody this morning in Cameron County. A federal judge in Brownsville ruled that Christian Castro could not be held beyond the 90-day limit of his detention, clearing the way for his release. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says Governor Greg Abbott is defending a wanted criminal.
I am told that Governor Abbott claims to be tough on crime. How exactly is he tough on crime by manipulating an extradition process that is supposed to be administrative to protect a man who shot into a house with children inside?
She says Abbott would be to blame if Castro flees to Mexico, which he has indicated he intends to do in jailhouse phone calls. The city of Houston will agree to not annex the Woodlands if a $50 million agreement is approved next week. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh tells us both city and township officials like the deal.
If the agreement is approved, the city would promise not to absorb the community of more than 110,000 people to the north of Houston.
This agreement we have is a win-win.
Brad Bailey is chairman of the Woodlands Township, which would pay the city $50 million over the next 3 years in exchange for the promise.
That would give the city some short-term relief on their obligations, but to give the Woodlands the ability to finally put to bed the annexation thing.
By forestalling annexation, the city of Houston would pass on a significant potential source of revenue. The township forecasts nearly $51 million in property tax collection in 2027, with a tax rate three times lower than Houston's, as well as nearly $43 million in sales tax revenue. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Fort Bend County commissioners are considering taking power away from the elected county attorney. News 88.7's Melissa Nahe says if approved, the measure would transfer resources and funding from the county attorney's office to a department controlled by commissioner's court.
The proposal comes as Fort Bend County Attorney Bridget Smith Lawson, a Democrat, and interim County Judge Daniel Wong, a Republican, remain locked in an ongoing legal dispute over Wong's authority to remain in office. Smith Lawson calls the proposal political retaliation that would remove more than half of her staff. Republican Commissioner Andy Myers placed the measure on Thursday's agenda. He says he's had concerns with the county attorney's legal judgment for years. The court leans Republican with a 3-2 split. For the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Melissa Nahe, News 88.7.
The Port of Houston says it could contribute nearly $1 trillion to the U.S. economy. But what does that mean locally?
There's roughly 1.8 9 million jobs throughout Texas based on the activity that occurs here along the Houston Ship Channel.
That's Margaret Kidd, chair for logistics and supply chain management at San Jacinto College. She says the port's